from the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Well, happy Wednesday. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. It's a pleasure to be with you here once again. Well, close races last night. And guess what? Trump-backed candidates made a clean sweep. And intelligence experts say the U.S. is bracing for cyber attacks Iran could launch in retaliation for the reimposition of sanctions this week by President Donald Trump. Is that going to happen? We'll see. We'll talk with Congressman Francis Rooney of Florida here in just a moment. And pro-life leaders are outraged over revelations that the federal government continues to use human tissue from abortions in medical experiments. CNS News editor-in-chief Terry Jeffrey is investigating the report. He'll be here with the details. And Mr. Satan, Mr. Devil, get behind thee. You better watch out. A group entitled Women Impacting the Nation are rising up to educate and equip women with the knowledge of God's truth. And in a few weeks, Women Impacting the Nation, or entitled WIN, W-I-N, is hitting the road on a bus tour. They're going to be going all through North Carolina and Florida. We'll talk with the founder and president, Sue Trombino. And I don't know about you, but I tell you what, there's nothing more powerful than a godly woman. And then, of course, we'll take your calls. All of this content can be found on TonyPerkins.com. You can follow Tony on Twitter at TPerkins, and you can follow me at RJonesReports. Well, President Trump signed an order Monday reimposing harsh economic sanctions on Iran and on the foreign companies that deal with it. The Trump administration says these renewed sanctions will pressure Iran to renegotiate a broader deal, one concerning its nuclear program and its actions in neighboring countries. And, of course, all eyes were on about five states last night in a couple of states, really close races. With us now is Congressman Francis Rooney. He represents the 19th Congressional District of Florida, and he's Vice Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman Rooney, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Russ, thank you for having me back on.
Well, first, just a quick view at some of these races and the elections that are going on. You know, it's just interesting. You can't really watch the mainstream media. If you're conservative, especially, it can be a very, very frustrating. But we're seeing the progressive Democratic message out there is struggling, aren't we?
Well, you know, I thought one of the best articles I've read was in Fox this morning, where it said they had some closer races than they might have been in the past, but they haven't won any of them. At the end of the day, this is not horseshoes. You either win or you lose. And we're winning.
Now, what's that?
We're winning.
Yes. And we saw some close races. Of course, you know, the Democrats and the left like to say, wow, that was just a narrow victory and kind of delegitimize it. But given the contentiousness in the political platform today, I mean, isn't a win a win?
Yeah, a win's a win. And so maybe there'll be a few more Democrats or not. Maybe they'll get a few more votes. But at the end of the day, we're winning. The coalition is strong. It seems to be working. And we'll see how things work out in November.
Now, are you back in the district?
No, I'm going to head back to the district Friday morning.
Okay.
For five weeks.
What are you hearing in your district, and what are folks are concerned about when it comes to the elections? And do you see people kind of really more concerned about the policies and the agenda of the administration, or what?
Well, you know, Lee and Collier County, Florida, are most important counties for a Republican to carry the state. Okaloosa, Escambia, and Santa Rosa counties in the Panhandle, and Lee and Collier County, which are my district, are the five most important counties for a Republican to overcome the nefarious voting of the East Coast of Florida and I-4. And it worked in the past, and it's going to work again. We're going to turn out huge for, just like we turned out for Donald Trump, we're going to turn out huge for Rick Scott, and for Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're on the Intelligence Committee and Vice Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And what are you seeing, and what can you share with our listeners in regards to the sanctions against Iran, and what does it mean in just general terms?
Well, I'm really thankful the president's exerting some strong leadership here. I mean, the JCPOA is shot through with holes. You know, as you know, we can't inspect the military bases. They're still enriching uranium, and so we need to make them pay a price for that. We also need to make them pay a price for the mischief that they're wreaking both among their own people and around the world, you know, in Lebanon with Hezbollah and in Palestine with Hamas and in Yemen with the Houthis and all that. And so I think that raising the bar and making it hard on European companies to abandon their principles and to trade with them is good. We need to stop them from doing that.
Now, President Trump said the penalties lifted under President Obama in 2015, the nuclear deal there, will be rigorously enforced until Tehran radically changes its behavior, including the funding of terrorism and its massive military buildup it's got going on there. And that does seem to be the end game here. And there's some debate out there. Well, are we looking for a regime change or simply just trying to change behavior? What say you?
No, I think Ambassador Bolton made it clear that we don't care about regime change. Who runs their country is their business. What they do vis-a-vis the rest of the world is our business. And so when they are going to create mischief in the world, we're going to stop them. But if they're going to continue to enrich uranium through the massive loopholes of the JCPOA, we're going to try to put pressure on them to stop it. But however they govern their countries, run business. In fact, I think the asymmetries between what the people of Iran want and what the ruling class of Iran wants are going to ultimately undermine the ruling class anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you know, as Ambassador Bolton has said, toppling the regime is not the goal, but seeing behavior change is the goal. And one interesting thing that President Trump has said, you know, he would meet with Iran. He's kind of that kind of leader. He'll meet with you regardless of what other political folks say. And you know, we see Secretary Pompeo says three things would need to happen first: changes in the way Iran treats its people, changes in the way Iran behaves around the region, and third, negotiating a tougher nuclear deal. Isn't that right?
Right. Those are the three main things. And I wrote an op-ed here a while back about the asymmetry between the people of Iran and the government of Iran. And I think that what the Secretary's comments resonate is that we want the people of Iran to know that we're there for them, despite their totalitarian leaders, and that when the time comes that they change that out, we want them to turn to us just the way that the countries in the Warsaw Pact turned to us when they overthrew their totalitarian leaders.
Now, the Europeans aren't too pleased. Do you think other nations will come along?
Well, remember what Lenin said, the capitalists will sell us the rope we'll use to hang them with. And I kind of feel that way when I look at the European businesses. And I'm proud to see the United States and the administration call these European companies out for that. You've got to have principles in what you do, okay? And sometimes they don't.
Yeah. And, you know, if this is part of what's going on with the administration that some just don't understand. President Trump, he's a leader. He does what he says he's going to do, and he's a negotiator, and this is part of his history in the business world that he brings to the office that may be a little uncomfortable for some, but he is a person that does what he says he's going to do, and he jumps in there and he starts negotiating, and I know that you probably see that this first year and a half in office.
No, it's really good. And, you know, you look at the Nord Stream pipeline in Germany. I mean, how ridiculous that we don't take the opportunity to stop the Nord Stream pipeline, to move towards more imports of liquefied natural gas in the United States, do the pipeline from Norway to Poland and Germany, and free Europe up from domination of Russian gas. But the Germans, it's like they want to roll over and play dead. And I'm proud of the president for calling them out on that.
Yeah. And you know, today, just in another front, I have an app on my phone that shows when there are missiles launching towards Israel, and it just doesn't get reported in the media very much, and there continues to be tensions there, and we're seeing some things go on there I'm just curious why we don't see it reported in the media, and I know you stand strong with Israel and as part of the foreign affairs work, and this administration has been one of the strongest supporters of Israel that I've seen.
Yeah, I think the really good things that have come from the realignment of our policy in the Middle East is A, reinforcing our commitment to Israel, and B, moving back towards more of a balance between the support of the Arab Sunni part of the Middle East versus Iran. Obama skewed it towards the Shiites in Iran, and now the president's brought it back to more our traditional allies.
Now, in your neck of the woods down there, I saw that you have called for a state of emergency in regards to algae. I'd love to visit Florida. It's one of my favorite places to go and visit. I've got family members throughout the state. Just give us a little bit of information on that.
Well, we have had a lot of rain in the spring, more than normal, which increased the amount of water flowing into Lake Okeechobee, which has made the Corps of Engineers increase their discharges into the adjacent rivers, like the Caloosahatchee River that flows down into Fort Myers. And that has created a huge algae bloom of green slime all through many of our canals and waterways. To couple that, we have a red tide offshore. So we kind of have a double whammy. And so what I wrote is to the president, and I said, look, you got all these federal agencies. They have public health resources. They have short-term economic relief resources. Let's get some of that marshaled to help our people down there that are getting that are being hurt by the impacts on our tourist economy.
Yeah, and so you've taken the opportunity to lift that up, and that has a major impact on your industries, I would imagine, the fishing and tourism. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we're a tourist economy. We need people to come stay in our hotels, eat in our restaurants, use our boat captains to go fish, enjoy our beaches, and you can't do any of that when the water's trashed out.
You know, I was in Apalachicola last summer and went triple-tail fishing. First time I've ever done that in my life, and I actually got to hear stories like that. I went out with about two or three different fish captains, and they even talked about how the water flow was being impacted from way up in Atlanta, affecting their fishing in the Apalachicola area. So it's amazing that sort of impact in that area would really impact people's ability to feed their families, and this is one of those areas, I suppose, in your district, or is it all over the state?
Well, yeah, I grew up in Pensacola and spending time in Apalachicola and all around there, and two fundamental things have happened to Apalachicola is, one, the Chattahoochee River goes through Atlanta, and Atlanta's trying to suck off all the water, so reduces the flows down into Apalachicola, and two, the canal that they cut into St. George's Island prevents the creation of sediment and stable water inside the bay for the nurturing of oysters.
Right. Well, Francis, thank you so much. We appreciate you being on Washington Watch. We're out of time. Very insightful. Appreciate what you're doing on the Hill.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Congressman Francis Rooney of Florida, very insightful. Well, coming up next, pro-life groups are calling on the Department of Health and Human Services to put a halt to a recent contract allowing for the purchase of aborted baby tissues for mice experiments. We'll talk with Terry Jeffrey of CNS News. He's on the story. He's here when we return.
Out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, civil liberties attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, senior research fellow in the technology policy program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
You're listening to Washington Watch. Russ Jones here sitting in for Tony Perkins. Well, on June 13th, 2018, it's my birthday, a notice from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that the agency has awarded a nearly $16,000 contract to Advanced Bioscience Resources Incorporated, a San Francisco-based fetal tissue procurement firm, for the purpose of acquiring, quote, tissue for humanized mice. The contract runs from July 15th, 2018 to July 14th, 2019. Well, with us now is Terry Jeffrey, editor-in-chief of CNS News. Terry, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for having me on.
Well, just bring our listeners up to speed here. You've been digging deep into this benefit. A lot of folks are, the media outlets are quoting CNS News on this story. Just the basics.
Right. So what it is the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, whose job is to test drugs and certify them for the market, has in fact signed a new contract with Advanced Bioscience Resources, which is a nonprofit organization based in the San Francisco Bay Area that specializes in getting fetal tissue for researchers. And the contract is specifically to provide fetal tissue to make humanized mice, and specifically to make mice that have human immune systems, so the FDA can use these mice in research they've been doing. And from my reporting, it seems that this is the eighth such contract that the FDA has signed with ABR to get human fetal tissue to make these mice.
So this is the eighth contract, and, you know, as we have been reporting, this is a very pro-life administration. What do you conclude from this?
Well, there is language in the current iteration of the Health and Human Services Appropriation Bill, which passed the House Appropriations Committee last month, that would prohibit any funding of this kind of research. It would prohibit any federal funding of research that uses fetal tissue that's derived from an elective abortion. Now, that language was, in fact, included in the initial omnibus spending bill that passed the House of Representatives last September 14th, but the Senate never took it up, never included that language, And so a full spending bill that would have obviously needed to pass the Senate and be sent to President Trump never included that language. So, you know, it is outrageous, quite frankly, that we have a Republican Congress. They control both houses. We have a pro-life Republican president, and they haven't managed to forbid this yet. So what needs to happen this year, Russ, is this bill that passed the House that says they can't spend money on this anymore needs to be the version of the bill that ultimately is passed by the deadline of September 30th when the fiscal year ends.
Now, you report in July the House Appropriations Committee approved that bill to fund the Department of Human Services of fiscal 2019, and that bill, like last year's version, includes language that prohibits the federal funding of research that uses human fetal tissue obtained through an abortion. So that's what you're talking about. That's in the House Appropriations Committee, correct?
Correct. And so people know, I mean, this one contract, which I wrote about in detail this week, which was signed July 25th, is only for $15,900. It's with the FDA. The National Institutes of Health is estimating publicly that they will spend $103 million this year on human fetal tissue research. And, you know, I can't say that I've gone through all of their human fetal tissue grants and looked at them, but I can tell you from looking at them over the years that one of the primary human fetal tissue research types that HHS does is the same kind of research where they're taking tissue from aborted babies and they're transplanting it into mice. So this is not a small little thing that the government does or one isolated contract. There are a great many grants given out by the National Institutes of Health to researchers, primarily at universities around the country, major medical schools and so forth, that are doing this research with tax dollars and creating a demand for tissue that must be taken from babies who are aborted and who are aborted late enough in pregnancy that they can produce the kind of tissue that these researchers use.
And you also report that HHS estimates it will spend some $103 million on human fetal tissue research in fiscal year 2017. It spent $98 million, so that number's going up.
It's gone up under a Republican Congress. I think it's hit an all-time high under a Republican Congress. I know there are a lot of people, including the Republican leadership, that are aware of this. You know, it did the prohibition language did pass the full House. It did get through Paul Ryan's House last year, and it's now, as we said, in the committee version of the bill. The question is getting the thing through the Senate. So this really isn't politically, it's in Mitch McConnell's lap. And quite frankly, I don't see how if they keep this language in the bill that gets voted on in the Senate, if the Democrats want to filibuster and shut down the United States government because they want to force taxpayers to pay to take tissue out of late-term aborted babies and transplant it into mice, let them try and do it. Because I don't think they're going to hold the majority of Democrats even if they actually fight over that, especially when we're going into an election. So I believe this is something that we can stop this year. Russ, this stuff has been going on for decades. I was writing about this same exact type of federal research 30 years ago when I was an editorial writer at the Washington Times. Republican presidents haven't stopped it. Democrats haven't stopped it. Republican Congresses haven't stopped it. But now there is, in fact, an opportunity to do it. And so Mitch McConnell, I think, and the Republican leadership in the Senate need to step up and do it.
Well, because of your reporting, this issue's gotten some traction, and this will be on the plate, won't it, when folks come back to Washington, D.C.?
It will, and people should be questioning their lawmakers. Are they going to support this?
Terry Jeffrey, excellent work as always. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us here today. Keep us up to date on this, would you?
Okay, thank you, Rob.
All right, Terry Jeffrey, editor-in-chief of CNS News. And folks, this is why you need to listen to Washington Watch. And this is why you need to tell your friends about Washington Watch. We bring you these stories that are not out there in the mainstream press. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call on the comment line. Not right now. We're going to take calls later. 866-372-7234. Let us know what you think. You can leave a message there. Also, give us your tips that you might have. Well, coming up next, Sue Trombino, Women Impacting the Nation. It's a bus tour. I'm telling you what, when women are on fire for the Lord, watch out.
Do you feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
You've tuned in to Washington Watch. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins, powered by the Family Research Council here. Make sure you check us out at TonyPerkins.com. You can follow Tony on Twitter at TPerkins. You can follow me at RJonesReports. Well, Family Research Council is partnering with Women Impacting the Nation, WIN, W-I-N, in a bus tour that's going to go throughout Florida and North Carolina over the next few months to promote biblical values, truth, equip women, educate on the issues, and the impact that they have on voting. And with us now is Sue Trombino. She is the founder and president of Women Impacting the Nation. Sue, welcome to Washington Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Russ, for having me on today. It's a real privilege and an honor.
Well, as I said at the top of the show, when you get a bunch of women on fire for the Lord, the devil better get in the back of the bus, get off the bus. And I was excited to get you on the show to tell us what you're up to. What are you up to?
Well, you're right about that, about getting women engaged and empowered and educated and just, you know, it's just very exciting to see that. But also, just a caveat is that we never forget our men, because it's W-O-M-E-N. So, but
yes.
What we're doing is, Russ, is we're educating, we're equipping, we're empowering and encouraging people to not only get out to vote, but vote their values. And we just must get engaged or we're going to lose America. And we cannot repeat 1962 and 63, when the 97% was governed by the 3%. So we're taking, we're stepping out in some serious faith. Sometimes we want God to part the sea and then we're going to walk through because it's easy. But He says, no, you step in that water and I'm going to, I want to see your faith. And that's kind of what we're doing with WIN, which is Women Impacting the Nation. We're very, very excited to partner with the Family Research Council. And starting on actually August 18th, Saturday from 4 to 6, we're going to be at the House of Hope in Orlando, and we're going to start our Freedom Rally. And just to start our tour of starting there on the I-4 corridor and then going up to different small towns and talking with small churches and just different groups and getting people, just the grassroots people, to get engaged and telling them that they matter. And we have to be united in bringing back our country and taking back America to, the Judeo-Christian values upon which our country was founded.
Now, you were born in Caracas, Venezuela, and had a vast exposure to world culture from having been raised in Central and South America and Africa and even Europe. How does that have an impact on you and what you're doing now to bring forth, to allow God to bring forth this vision in you in this opportunity to impact women through women impacting the nation?
Well, Russ, it's really embedded in my soul that, yes, I was born in Caracas, and I don't look Spanish, so if your listeners go onto our website. I look Scandinavian. My father's from northern Spain, so that's why I have the blonde hair and blue eyes. But living overseas in Venezuela, and everybody knows right now what's happening in Venezuela, it just breaks my heart. But living in Central South America and all the other places that we've lived, I really believe that every American should be made to live overseas for 1 year, not in London, not in Paris, not in Madrid, but go live where I've lived. And you know what? We're not perfect, but we are exceptional. You will come back here and kiss the ground you walk on. We are so, we're just the best country on the face of the planet. And, it's a privilege to live in the United States of America. And it really is a privilege. And so I just thank God every day that I live here. And I remember taking our son to Spain, where my father was from, and we had to go to the U.S. Embassy. And it was amazing that to watch that there was a line. And the blocks in Spain are like 10 of our blocks. One of our blocks is like, 10 of our blocks is one of their blocks. There was a line, Russ, that just went around two blocks of theirs to get into the embassy. And we walked in like, I'm hoping that we would just walk in like we're walking into the kingdom. I told my son, he was young at the time. He was, I think, 9 years old. It was after 9/11. And I said, Michael, I want you to remember this moment because we are beyond blessed and privileged to be able to be U.S. citizens, because look at, we were walking right into, this embassy, and everybody else is lining up to get into this country. And Russ, if we continue to become apathetic, disengaged, disinterested, and you lose America, I'd like to ask your listeners, where do you go from here? Everybody in the world wants to come here. Where do you go? And so that's what I really, my passion is. Please, America, do not, get out and vote. Vote your values and don't lose this amazing country. Don't take it for granted, because not only is it a privilege to live here, but it's a privilege to use your voice. And, and as a Christian, we must engage in the quote unquote the political process, which it's really our civic duty.
Well, Sue, thank you so much. We're out of time. And folks, you can go check this out, womenimpactingthenation.org. Sue Trambino, thank you so much. And keep us up to date with how things are going, okay? I guess we lost her. Sue Trambino, founder and president, Women Impacting the Nation. Don't go away. Give us a call. 866-372-7234.
Out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen. Sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Civil Liberties Attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, Senior Research Fellow in the Technology Policy Program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
I just wanted to comment on your program. I can't say how much I like it. Your programs have helped me to really get through hard times.
From Ohio, I just want to thank you, Tony Perkins, for being able to share with us and keeping us up to date with what's going on in Washington. And I do thank you for Russ Jones. I think he's doing a great job while you're having a wonderful respite.
I appreciate everything you do. And all your guests that come on there and try to help.
We have some of the best listeners and supporters in radio. Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. And those were just a few of comments we've received over the last few days on our comment line. And I encourage you to give that comment line a call, 866-372-7234. Love to hear from you right now. Get your thoughts on some of the things we've talked about today, but you can also leave a message in there for us. If you've got any news tips, would love to hear some of your news tips, maybe some ideas or thoughts of future guests on the program or topics that we should cover. But, you know, one of the things that I have been thinking about, and we were talking to Sue with the women rising up and going on a bus tour throughout North Carolina and Florida. Sue, you know, the founder and president of Women Impacting the Nation, one of their clarion call scriptures is 2 Chronicles 2:17. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will fear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And would you just right now,
Beshem Adonai, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face
and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Father God, Yeshua, Jesus, we call on your holy name. Our land needs you desperately. Fill us, guide us. Be with our leaders. Be with our president, Father God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. Let's go to Joe in Ohio. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Russ. Thanks. I do enjoy your guest, and especially the last guest, and she hit the nail right on the head. We got the greatest country in the world, but if we don't get the Christian conservatives out to vote, we're going to lose it. Already have seen signs of it, and the Democrats are going to spend a ton of money in every district. They think they can win. You saw it in Alabama where they spent millions of dollars to defeat Judge Roy Moore. You saw it in Pennsylvania, and we saw it firsthand in Ohio last night. Republican stronghold district. The Republicans has held for 30 years, and Trump won it by eight points, and the Republican won by less than 1 point last night. And the liberal strategy is to pour tons of money into the district, and they're actually running away from Nancy Pelosi's policies until they get elected. He was basically saying, the Democrats need new leadership. I'm the new leader. And it was almost an upset. So we got to get the Christian conservatives out to vote. And the other word of advice is don't believe the polls. They were saying for 3 or 4 months now that Danny Conner was up by 4 or 5 points, and he ended up losing by a point last night. So the polls are skewed 5 to 6 points towards the Democrats. But we need the Christian conservatives to get out and vote. Congratulations to Marsha Blackburn and Josh Hawley and all the true conservatives that won in the primaries last week. Thanks for all you do. God bless you.
God bless you too, Joe. And, we can't believe the polls. We saw that a couple of years ago, and my polling barometer were the coffee houses and the people who gather in the donut shops and hearing just the chatter from everyday Americans. What say you? Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. It's interesting to watch the election results come in last night from the 5 different states, and, of course, big races in Kansas and Ohio, and seeing some, another big race in Missouri. But where is your heart? Where are you in this process of discernment? What do you hear God saying to you about the state of our nation? It's encouraging to see someone like Sue to rise up, because a lot of folks are tired. They're worn out. They're turning the channel. They're tuning out of politics. But to see someone like Sue Trombino rise up, create a bus tour, going to start on August 18th in Orlando, Florida, at the House of Hope from 4 to 6 p.m. Going to go through Florida, going to go through North Carolina. And by the way, her organization is engaged right now in a 100-day prayer call, Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Women from all over the nation are jumping on this call, and they're praying and calling out to God, Did you hear that shofar? I've got a shofar on my mantle in my living room, and I go out in the backyard sometimes. Sometimes I go out in the front yard, and I blow my shofar. And I bought this beautiful shofar the last time I was in Israel, and it's become my instrument of choice. There's something very spiritual, something very biblical. It's a biblical instrument that just allows me to cry out to God in my own way, to say, God, I'm here. Here, use me. Use me. Let's go to Texas and talk with Hunter. Hey, Hunter in Texas, how are you?
I'm just fine, Russ. I really appreciated you playing the Hebrew words to, you know, I can't even put it into English words how that touched my soul. And just the sound
of the shofar,
you know.
I know.
I blow the shofar in my own house of worship. But really quickly, you ask, you go, where's our heart in all this? And where God's been dealing with my heart, you know, we always think sometimes that because we're church, that we don't need to have enough introspection into our own spiritual lives. So when we're looking at the spiritual state of the country, I had to look at myself, and I said, well, where does it go? Well, where it needs to start and end at is with the Alpha and Omega in His Word. The nation will be healed, like what you were just reading from 2 Chronicles. We turn our face to Him when we turn our hearts to His Word, and not just read it and give it lip service, but where churches across this country really take to heart what the Word of God says on what is moral, what is right. There are no gray areas. I don't know where that came from. With God, there is holy and there is unholy, and that's where as a nation we will heal. And I think a couple of days ago on your radio show, you know, some people don't want to get political and stuff like that. I understand that, you know, but we do need to take a stand as believers and say, you know what, there's right and there's wrong. Killing babies in the womb is no different than having them born and then killing them outside the womb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, murder is wrong. There should be punishment. And it's not because I said it or you said it or you know, Joe Schmo down the street said it. It's because where do we get the laws for civil society? In the Word of God, in the Ten Commandments that are repeated over and over throughout the Torah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And you and I are on the same page when it comes to that shofar and hearing the scriptures read in Hebrew and Aramaic. I mean, it just takes me to a whole nother place, right? Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hunter, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Bert in Rogers, Arkansas. Hi, Bert.
Hi, Russ.
Hey,
I just wanted to comment on the caller that you interviewed, the lady.
Sue?
Ex-military. The lady that you interviewed from Venezuela.
Yes.
I'm ex-military, and I've been in Mexico, and I've been across the world. And this is the greatest nation to live in. This is the greatest country. And if something like she had mentioned, if some people just go live in some of these other countries for even 6 months or a year, and then come back to America and realize just how blessed this country is and what we have to offer here compared to the rest of the world, it's just an anomaly. And secondly, you know, I just liked the 2 Chronicle thing you just did. That was awesome. You know, I listen to your show every day on the way home, and you guys have such insight. You guys are wonderful at what you do. Actually, our pastor fills in for you every now and then, too. And so we love you. We support you.
Brother Ronnie, he's a wonderful, godly man. I love him. Learned a lot from him over the past couple of years. Hug his neck for me, will you? And you know, Bert, you have an excellent point. I too have traveled all over the world. I've been to Israel and Jordan. I've been to Egypt. I've been to Cuba. I've been to Nicaragua, Honduras, all throughout Mexico. I've been all over the world. And you're absolutely right. I wish there was something in our cultural system that even made it mandatory to serve in the military. I do think that Israel gets it right. I think the guys serve 3 years, the women have to serve 2 years, but it changes you. It gives you a different perspective, doesn't it?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bert, thank you so much. In Rogers, Arkansas, appreciate you. Thanks for calling. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. Let's go to John in St. Louis, Missouri, my home state. Hey, John.
Hi. How are you doing, Gus?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Sue, what she said is 100% true. And I'm now a U.S. citizen. I'm from India. And I know exactly what she's talking about, the long lines and all. And I'm so grateful that, you know, I'm in the United States now. And I feel, you know, I really bless the people of the United States.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, John. And thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. And, you know, I have learned so much in my travels, and it's time for another international trip. I'm starting to get that, that itch. Anytime you've traveled internationally, you get a perspective and you're ready to roll again. And I always have suitcase, have my passport ready to travel, ready to get on a plane, and ready to go somewhere that I've never been before. I particularly like that. And I've been in some pretty dicey places, Cuba, once I was in Jordan and was at a refugee place and a camp there, had a brick thrown at me, hit me in the back of the head, actually. So not all places are created equal, but it does give us the opportunity to see. Let's go to Mark in Kansas City, my hometown. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you doing, Russ?
I'm good. How's my hometown of Kansas City?
I pray doing well.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just thinking about the elections and thinking about Psalm 20. And, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses.
Yes.
We trust in the Lord our God.
Amen. Very good word. Appreciate you sharing that with us here. Real quick, time for one more call. Let's go to Lisa in Texas. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick point about the other world, you know, outside of this country. I traveled and up with people many years ago, you know, and one of the things we do is 80 city tour, living with host families in every city. Mm-hmm. And you never really get to know a country or a culture like you do when you live with people from that country. And we didn't even go to third world countries. We were in Europe, and what they consider, you know, middle class for them would be below the poverty level here. And that was, you know, 25 years ago. And for my friends there, it's just the more socialist they get, the worse and worse it gets. And it's just so sad.
Yeah. I've hosted people from other countries before, and it's a great opportunity, isn't it, to get to see other cultures.
Oh,
and,
really,
we hosted a young man from Chile, and he calls us mom and dad, and he's like one of our own kids.
Yeah.
Have you hosted someone lately?
I haven't, but there was something about, you know, when you live with a family, and there were some families where only the kids spoke English, you know, and so we were in Finland,
right.
Sweden, Germany, mm-hmm. Holland, Norway, you know, all over, and just warm and loving people, and there are such wonderful people everywhere, and it's great when you get to share that, but when you see, you know, Europe, I mean, that was the height of the Industrial Revolution,
yes.
and just how things have, the more socialist, the more left they get.
Yep. Lisa, I got to catch up. I'm so sorry. We're out of time. Thank you for calling, and know this. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Matthew 23. And friends, if the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries, I will indeed see you tomorrow. God bless.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.